Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
My name is Melvin Armstrong, Jr. I'm a graduate student at the University of Illinois in the Department of Educational Policy Studies. I grew up in a prophetic black church tradition, so as a young child, I was introduced to the black sacrament of hope despite being immersed in terrible circumstances which were beyond my control. This unavoidable, inescapable, necessary condition of my existence has served me well in my short time on this planet, but as of late, I must admit, my time here in the Twin Cities has been increasingly frustrating for several reasons, one of which is the lack of support I see for struggling black performing artists in our beloved community. In a day where we are bombarded with derogatory characterizations of black humanity in general, and more specifically, socially deviant black male, I've been shocked by the lack of support for the work of some local performing artists by communities on both sides of the color line. This is problematic on several levels. First, I think all too often folks are not wont to recognize the positive role these individuals have in that they have taken up a life of relative obscurity and financial insecurity for the sake of adding to the quality of life of not only their racial kindred, but the entirety of the human family. The artist, in my view, has a very important social function in that, in my view, it is through the aesthetic realm that we have our last bastion of hope for a qualitatively different society. For example, I've had the pleasure of getting to know a man named Rodney George Peacock, who is an area native, who allowed me the pleasure to read his drama called Noontide, a three-part Wagnerian play with music. This is a tale of becoming and self-actualization. I think anyone would be well served for becoming involved in a project like this, of which is very fruitful. This is so because it attempts to destroy the myth of what realms of exploration is proper for a black man to traverse. As a black man who owes tremendous intellectual debt to the Frankfurt School, I think Mr. Peacock is doing a laudable thing, and as such, I would hope that the public would listen to his artistic statement to the community, scheduled to air on community radio station WEFT 90.1 FM on September 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. and the company interview to follow immediately thereafter. Thank you very much.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL Urbana.